Hi, I'm Sass. I'm the Deputy CSO of BBH London.
And I'm Felipe, the ECD of BBH in London. And this is the Untalented podcast of From Canva and Unknown.
Nailed it. What do you do? Please explain it to me as if I'm a 10-year-old.
I make ads that go on telly and posters and social and stuff.
I take client problems and translate them into something exciting so he can make the ads and put them on telly.
So we make ads.
Dream team. What helped to accelerate your career?
Sport. I've had like a career in sport, and like the determination that you have in that, I think, translated really well into my career now.
Nice. Two things: generosity and curiosity. Yeah, generosity of everyone around me, and me just being really annoying and asking everyone a million and one questions.
Amazing. And then, how much money does a top earner in your industry make?
I don't know, but I reckon like $500,000 quid, surely.
Yeah, has to be, right?
Yeah,
sounds about right.
Big money thing.
How do we make them the heroes?
What is your favorite source for creative inspiration?
I borrow a lot from fashion, like. I used to work in fashion, so that world really, I'll take a lot from that.
And it's been really exciting because it's
more an app that you can't live without.
SoundCloud, because I sleep to this very particular track that's only on SoundCloud.
That's amazing.
So I need that. Otherwise I would never sleep ever again.
It's so game over if that ever goes anywhere.
I am like really tripping if SoundCloud ever goes away. So yeah, I know it's pathetic, but
And then what is one trend that you hate right now?
How ungenerous people are in LinkedIn, just slagging everyone else off. I hate it.
That is so true.
So fast. Okay, and then moving on to the deep dive stuff. What does successful creative collaboration look like across departments?
Like, we work a lot together, and I think it's like the freedom to just be completely truthful and honest. Like, butting heads is such a good thing, and I don't think we often see that. Like, conflict is such a thing in the industry and in the agency which is frowned upon, but I think that's what good work looks like, is people being challenging of each other. We do a lot of that.
Like, we'll question each other and push each other, and I think, to his point, it makes everything better and knows that we're being really honest with one another. So,
and it's always directed at the work. So I think that's what makes it healthy. The minute everything else comes into play, it's a problem. But like, not being happy about what the work looks like, I think challenging is fine.
Yeah, and I think it's nice when you can challenge each other to each other's standard as well. So it's almost like building it into that, right? And making sure that it's constantly at that same level.
No, there's also a thing which is like, there's trust that the challenge not coming from anywhere negative. It's always about how to get the work to a better place. So I think that helps in that kind of context. But what are you going to say?
I think having a shared ambition and taste is really important. Like, we know the type of work we like to make, and we'll start right and brief to go, this is the type of work we want to make, and work like that. And I think that's really important. So really clear.
How long have you guys worked together now?
10 years.
Also helpful.
Yeah.
When you know each other super well.
Yeah.
Nice. And how do you guys balance business outcomes and bolder creative thinking?
Yeah, we chatted about this earlier, which I think is the same. Like, I think, the biggest problem is sometimes this industry is a bit self-referential, but I think the way we approach work is bold creativity should be at the service of making an impact in the business. All of the work we try and do is trying to solve a business problem. We aren't a kind of agency that has a culture of making work for Cannes. If we get stuff, that's great, but often it's just trying to make work that solves business. So I think it's the same thing, or it should be at least.
I think all the good creatives I work with, the most excited they get is when you go, here's a big problem that you need to solve. And to be totally honest, as a strategist, they will call bullshit if they don't think that there's a problem that I'm trying to solve. And they will constantly challenge, go, can you just tell me like what the problem is? And
the worst brief is an open brief where you can do whatever you want. So that's very telling of, is it related to a client's problem? If not, it's really hard to come up with stuff.
Yeah. And do you find that you have to sort of push back on that often of making sure that it's a super tight brief, or is it quite set up internal to have that?
Yeah, but I think because of how we work and how closely we work, it's kind of always like the idea is born from the strat, and you kind of, yeah, sometimes she'll come up with the idea and I'll come up with a strat, sometimes I'll come up with the work. So it's
there's
like
no baton passing. I will never show him a brief and go, can you answer this?
Yeah,
we'll bounce around the brief and then the idea and all of that, but he will challenge, like, you'll challenge me and my department to be like, that's not tight enough, not good enough, like, you're not being precise enough, 100%.
And like,
he knows it's going to make the work better. So
an amazing strategy sometimes is the idea.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, for a team, it'll be a gift to be like, this amazing strategy, you just got to film the ad, basically.
Yeah, we're ready for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah, so I am down to put my name on something. Yeah.
But you're unusual in that, I think. Everyone's like that.
Yeah, but I think that's where the ego and stuff come into play. Like, if it's a good thought, it's a good thought. Like, let's just make it.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm keen to hear from both of you on this one. What is one opinion you had on the industry that has changed within the last year, and why?
I think my biggest thing is, like, we're such a relationship industry, and I feel like it's changed to be a process efficiency thing. Like, every time I encounter people that I've ever worked well with, it is such a personal thing, from strategists to directors to photographers. It's like, we are here because our work's an output of us getting along. All the best work is made in really tight partnership. And I think when we start coming into, like, how does AI come into play, all of that is at the service of being cheaper and faster. And so I feel like we're losing what makes the industry, which is the relationship bit.
Right, it's like, yes, that's my
an opinion I had 12 months ago that I don't have now.
You know, one of our favorite ones is Shireen Hoopla. She's a French world champion judoka.
I think, right? That I thought that all the chat around AI and tech would change, weirdly, I'm going to say the opposite of everyone else, would change our industry more than it has. And I actually think at its core, when we're talking day to day and going, yeah, we use it, and like, it makes things quicker. But every time we talk to it, just cares about the creative idea and genuinely believe that humans will be part of it. And I think it's really important that we keep talking about that side of things whilst using it in the right way.
Yeah.
I think it's very different how I thought it would be.
Yeah, I think everybody had that scare moment of it's going to take all our jobs, when you suddenly remember.
And you have to embrace parts of it, but you go, like, our industry is ideas, right? And you're not going to find them anywhere other than people. And then you work out how to plug AI into whatever part of it makes the idea better.
And it's always the weirdest human insight that's like the part of it, the core of it, right? And you're suddenly like, oh, that couldn't think of this or experience this. So.
Yeah, and when something like that has the same data set, surely it's going to spit out the same answer for everyone. It's like, the weirdness about people is what makes the work interesting. And also, it's like, even just selling ideas to clients, convincing people to get on board, so much of that is the chat. It's like, yeah, here's the, we've written scripts or done ideas that people didn't want to get involved with because that rapport wasn't there. And I think that will always stay. So, yeah.
Nice. What is the weirdest, most unhinged thing that you have asked ChatGPT?
You know what? I know it's going to sound mad. I've never put a prompt into ChatGPT.
No way.
Ever.
Not even to work out how to download your SoundCloud.
Nah, no, actually, it's a good shout. No, like, I've used like Midjourney and Sora and other stuff. Like, I'm an art director, and maybe that's why I'm sorry, I don't do well with words. So I just haven't. Like, I don't know, but I just haven't got to it just yet.
Fair. You must have a weird one.
There's so many, I don't even know where to start. I basically just ask it how to interact with, I'm the world's most awkward person, right? And so if I need to go, like, is this an awkward thing to say to someone, I will ask ChatGPT. Basically. Or I'll be like, this is an awkward situation, how do I make it less awkward? And ChatGPT, I think, has made me more normal.
Yeah, some would say.
Sure. We'll go with it.
Okay. People use it for mad things. And I do think people now, you almost like question your thinking of being like, should I, can I say this? Is this okay? Which is mad, isn't it? But it is so helpful for it.
But everyone's using it for like therapy and like everything like that.
I know.
And you just go, like, use it as an input, but when you're using it as the answer to everything, I think is terrifying. I genuinely think it's terrifying.
There's a Black Mirror episode in the new season, and she's like programmed and she's speaking, and she ends up like just speaking like an AI thing. And I was watching it and thinking, oh no, like,
yeah,
that's foreshadowing. That's the future. It's terrifying. And then final question. Again, I want to hear from both of you. What is your life slogan?
Text me, don't call me.
Amen. Amen.
I just think there's too much like chat, like a Zoom call, and I was like, shit gets done on a text. If I want to do it, it's a great idea, I'm down, send me a text. It's like, should we do this? And I'll be like, yes or absolutely not.
I love that. Same.
Mine is a slightly weird one that him and James always tells me is my like life mantra, which is never going to get it. I will be the person, and I kind of pride myself on it. It will take me 10 minutes longer than anyone else to get the idea or anything like that. And then I get it and everything's going around in my head, but they sing never going to get it at me all the time.
So and like a loving, caring.
Yeah, like, which is so supportive when you're like, guys, like, give me a minute.
You can see the penny drop with me. I'll be like,
Yeah, but I love that it happens every time.
Yeah, yeah. Consistency.
I told you
every time. Exactly.
Amazing. Love.